يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفئم والجاه، يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفئم والجاه، يا قاسم الجنة والنار، يا سيدي يا قاسم الجنة.
Difference between assumed unity and real unity.
خیلی عجیب است. چرا شما درباره علی کرم الله وجهه غلو می کنید؟ چرا میگویید علی تمامی خصوصیات رسول الله را دارد؟
اصلا غلو نیست، بلکه عین واقعیت است، حتی از لحاظ عقلی هم قابل اثبات. ایشان به دلیل آیه مباهله نفس رسول خداست. همانطور که در منزل رسول مکرم به مسجد باز بود، در منزل امیرالمؤمنین هم باز گذاشته شد، در
حالی که سید سلطان الوایز این شیرازی، Did you not say that Ali had unity of self with the Holy Prophet and so was superior in rank to all the prophets?
It is true. That was my statement and it is my belief.
We wish to know how it is possible that two individuals may be united so that their unity is such that they become one and the same.
Obviously, it is not possible for two persons to form a real unity. When I said that the commander of the faithful had a unity of self or soul with the Holy Prophet, you should not take it as actual unity, because no one has ever claimed that, and if anyone believed it, they would be absolutely wrong. The unity I refer to is only assumed, not actual, and intends to indicate that both of them have the same excellence of soul and merits, not the same body.
Then according to this proposition, they should both be prophets, and from what you say, the revelation should have come to them both.
That is a manifest misconception. No Shia holds such a belief. I would not have expected you to indulge in such talk and waste our time. I have just told you they are associated in all matters of virtue and excellence, excepting those attributes for the exclusion of which there are specific ordinances or grounds. Such an exception is prophethood, with all the characteristics attached to it, one of them being the reception of revelation and through it communication of the divine ordinances.
But if you believe in Ali's equality with the Holy Prophet in all matters of virtue and excellence, it follows that you must believe in his equality in matters of prophethood and the characteristics attached to that.
It might seem so, but if you think carefully, you will see that it is not so. As I have proved earlier from verses of the Quran, prophethood is of different ranks, and the prophets and messengers of Allah are superior to one another in ranks. As the Holy Quran clearly says, these prophets, we have exalted some of them above the others. Chapter 2, verse 253. And the most perfect rank of all the prophets is the special rank of Muhammad, as Allah says, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but the prophet of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Chapter 33, verse 40. It is that perfection of prophethood which led to the sealing of prophethood. So in this attribute of perfection, none else could be included. In all other matters of excellence, there is association and equality, for which there are innumerable justifications.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه
Can you advance any argument from the Holy Quran to prove this assertion?
Of course. Our first argument is from the Quran, which is the strongest divine evidence, namely the verse of imprecation, Ayatul Mubahila, in which Allah says, And to whom who disputes with you therein, after the knowledge has come to you, say, Come, let us summon our sons and your sons, and our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves, and then let us invoke and lay the curse of Allah upon the liars. Chapter 3, verse 60. Your notable ulama, such as Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Imam Abu Ishaq Tha'labi, Jalaluddin Suyuti, Qazi Baydawi, Jarullah Zamakhshari, Muslim ibn Hajjaj, and many others have written that this holy verse was revealed on the day of imprecation, which was the 24th or 25th of Dhul-Hijjah in the year 9 after Hijra. But when the gates opened, the Holy Prophet came forth with a young man on his right, a dignified woman on his left, and two children in front of him. They remained under a tree facing the Christians. The most learned man of the Christians asked who those persons were who had come out with Muhammad. He was informed that the young man was his son-in-law and cousin, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the woman was his daughter, Fatima, and the two children were her daughter's sons, Hassan and Hussein. Addressing the Christians, their leader, Abu Haritha ibn Alqama, said, Look there, how confident Muhammad is. He has brought with him his nearest kindred, sons and dear ones, to this spiritual contest of imprecation. By God, if he had any doubt or fear about his stand, he would never have selected them. Now it is not advisable to enter the contest against them. Had we no fear of the Emperor of Rome, we would have embraced the faith of Islam. It would be expedient to compromise on their terms and return home. All of them agreed with him. Accordingly, Abu Haritha ibn Alqama sent a message to the Holy Prophet, saying, We do not want to contest with you, but would like to make peace with you. The Prophet accepted their proposal.
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana من المتمسكين بولايتي علي بن أبي طالب